in the chapter on physiology, we saw clearly that Jesus said, "Take no thought for this kind of life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink." The whole chapter showed that there is no physiological man, and that life has always been independent of matter, for life is God. Footsteps of Truth. It is so marvelous how Mrs. Eddy phrased it, showing us we cannot serve two masters, cannot build safely on false foundations. Truth has made a new creature of us today. Do not try to fill the old vessel. Empty it, disrobe it. The winds of God blew. Omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience. And we do not hug the tatters about us. We let them go. And now we are clothed in the robe of divinity. Next, we turned to creation, and we saw there is only one creator and one creation. We turned to the science of being, and saw that the whole textbook is the explanation of the science of being, for God and man are one in being, according to our leader. Then some objections answered was shown to be of no importance, because our leader has explained them all. We then came to Christian Science practice, and we asked why Mrs. Eddy started the chapter with Mary Magdalene. It was because she wanted us to learn to be kind and patient with ourselves. The pale star disappeared, the day star came, and we have learned to be tender with those who are with young, those who think that the educational statements are the important thing, that they must stay with them. They are with young. We must work with them until they can bring forth the ideal, the Christ man. Our work is never to kill that Christ child, but to help nourish it. They will go forward. Stay with them. Write the articles that can be acceptable, and the Christ mind will come forth as the science of Christian Science. All through this chapter on practice, your leader shows you that it is love that does the healing, not words, not intellectual brilliance, not grammar, not a lot of writing, studying, but eating the book, being the salt of the world and flavoring everything with the love of God. Our leader says over and over, it is love that does the healing. Of course, in teaching Christian Science, we do that in words. And in class, we know that the teaching is clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God. In recapitulation, we had questions and answers, until finally, there was no question and no answer, because there was only the all-knowing mind giving evidence as the all-knowing mind. And so we then came to the key to the scriptures. Mrs. Eddy has given us the key and says it is the key of David, which simply means the Christ, Melchizedek, and has opened everything for us. Always remember, with that same key that opened it, you can also shut it or lock it, with the same key of knowing that no aggressive mental suggestion can ever touch your home, your church. Nothing can touch your practice. Take the same key that opened it and shut the door on aggressive mental suggestion. It is a two-edged sword. It works both ways. It is your defense. No arrow can be shot into your home. No arrow that would wound the dove can ever touch us because of the key. She says from Genesis to Revelation, it is shown that God is all in all. And then she gives us that chapter on Genesis, and we know what that magnificent chapter is. Then comes the chapter on Revelation. An interesting thing about it is that Mrs. Eddy not only opened the seven seals of truth for us, but also opened the seven seals of error for us, and then said, "Why should we stand aghast at nothingness?" Remember, its nothingness is apparent only from the allness of God. Now we come to that marvelous chapter called Glossary. We are no longer permitted to deal with semantics. We are no longer permitted to deal with words. When I was a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, the Christ man, I put away childish things. We no longer deal with people, things, patients, practitioners, only from the standpoint of allness. I am all. The chapter of 100 pages called Fruitage, and those 100 pages show us the fruitage of the knowing. And in looking that over, I found every known belief that could ever be put forward had been nothingized. Do we have to go over and over if we have 12, 40, 80 cases a day? Do we have to heal them separately? It has already been done once, because we don't accept the fact that it has been healed once. And if it has been healed once, it is nothing already. We should be able to heal 80 as well as 1. And we don't do it because we think a patient is a person. We don't see that the patient is a world belief claiming to personalize itself. It is not a person with a belief. It is a belief claiming to personalize itself. As we see that, we can heal the 10 lepers as easily as Jesus did, because it is the same Christ here that healed those 10. Never limit your practice by what you have heard anyone say. Never limit it by what anyone has done before. Have such a grand sense of the practice that you can answer the phone 100 times a day and know they are not persons with minds that need to be instructed. It is the one lie, multifariously denying that God is all, no matter what its claim. It is the one lie, one supposititious opposite. We are not dealing with bodies in Christian Science. That is the work of the doctors. We are no matter physicians. We are metaphysicians. And metaphysician means that which knows that all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. The association has been given the key of David and has acknowledged the Christ. And with this key we have opened the textbook from preface to fruitage. And with this same key we should lock the door against any suggestions that would try to rob us of our fruitage. Remember, the same key that opened the door will always lock it again. This is the two-edged sword. Now we are not going out into the world to practice what we know. We have eaten the little book. We are not going out into the world. The world is knowing what I am, and my world is all right. So let us rejoice, not that the devils are subject unto us, but let us rejoice that our names are written in heaven, which means that we have eaten the little book. The digestion is over, and now we are the body of the book. And the Christ, so gentle, so tender with those who are with young, and so firm and so strong with those that are of full age. And so we make the declaration here and now, I am after the order of Melchizedek. The end. This is the conclusion of the higher meaning of the textbook, given by Clarence Steeves, CSB.